This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Satan always promises life, but he always delivers death. Remember that. Satan always promises life, but he delivers death. Last year in a message, I told you there were five things that Satan wants to do in my life, the five works of Satan. There's nothing profound about it, but I just have brought this together from Scripture, where Scripture says that physically Satan wants to kill. Did you know the Bible says Satan is the murderer from the beginning? All murder is connected to Satan. It's a satanic act to commit a murder. Satan is called the murderer from the beginning. So physically, he seeks to kill. Intellectually, he seeks to deceive. He's the father of all lies. Habitual accumulative lying makes me a child of Satan. Most people are shocked to hear somebody say that, but I believe it's true. Habitual accumulative lying makes me a child of Satan. Why? Because he's the father of all lies. Thirdly, emotionally, he seeks to destroy. One of the titles of Satan, he's the destroyer. I believe Satan wants to destroy your family emotionally. He wants to destroy you personally, emotionally. Morally, he seeks to seduce. There's an author says this, Satan seduces the seducible. I've always remembered that. He seduces the seducible. He wants to seduce us morally. And the last one is, spiritually, he seeks to defeat us. You know what he wants to do in my life, in your life? He wants us to throw in the towel and say, I give up, it's not worth it, and I just give it up. And then he has defeated us spiritually. Physically, he seeks to kill, intellectually deceive, morally seduce, emotionally destroy, and spiritually defeat. Those are the works of Satan. And Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of Satan. I don't know where you're at in terms of weaknesses, but if you don't have a problem, let's pick up one area. If you don't have a problem with gambling, don't ever make fun of somebody who does. It's just not your weakness. If you don't have a problem with alcohol or drug addiction, then please don't make fun of somebody who does. You just don't have that problem. If you don't struggle with pornography issues, then don't make fun of the man or woman who has a problem with that. Well, like, they're a loser because they have that problem. You see, it's just not your weakness. And I mentioned this before. Bob Russell from Louisville, Kentucky said, sin loses its sense of humor when it involves somebody you love. We watch a television program where it shows a man stumbling home drunk and we laugh. He said, it's not funny if it's your dad. It's not funny if it's your mom. It's not funny if it's your son or daughter. It's not funny if it's your husband or your wife. We see a situational comedy on TV, and there's a wife whose husband is unfaithful to her, and she's stupid about it, and we laugh. And Bob Russell said, that's not funny if that's your spouse. It's not funny if it's one of your children dealing with their spouse. It's not funny at all. It loses its sense of humor. So be careful what we laugh at is the point I would make here about temptation. Every man, every woman's temptation is different. And you know what? It's an amazing thing to think about that every sin that you've ever committed, according to Scripture, get this, is under the blood of Christ. You know what that means? It's irretrievable. You may have somebody in your life that drags up your past, but you can say to yourself, it's under the blood. You may have somebody this week remind you of something that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's under the blood. God will never make you wallow in a sin that's been covered by the blood of Christ. I really believe that with all my heart. I believe that as much as I'm standing here. God will never make you wallow in sin that has been forgiven. Why? It's under the blood. It's under the blood.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.